Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Katie Henriksen. She is host of Note throughout the week and on Sundays, Sunday Symphony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So yeah, we have two amazing symphonies coming up tonight from 7 to 9. One of them is Mahler's Sixth Symphony, sometimes known as his Tragic Symphony, although he didn't actually like that nickname that was attached to it. And then Rayfawn Williams' Symphony Number 5 in D Major. So two really awesome works.
So why did people call it the Tragic Symphony?
It's the ending. It's like a really crazy ending, and Mahler is very, I mean, if anyone who knows anything about his life and his how he composes, he's extremely emotional person. So this is really, it sounds tragic and epic, and it's a really long symphony. It's like it's one of the symphonies you would want to play, because I get 2 hours to do a symphony in the show. So this symphony spans over an hour. It goes almost 80 minutes long. So, but it's a really brooding and dark and tragic, you know.
Right.
So,
but he did not consider himself, I guess, an emotional character, probably.
Oh, he did, yeah. And it's funny that I believe the symphony was written between 1903 and 1904, which is supposedly a really good time in his life when he met his wife Alma Schindler. But if anyone who knows anything about that marriage, that was very tumultuous, and they ended up getting a divorce and everything. So. I don't know.
All right.
Glimpse into Mahler if you want to listen to this symphony. I think all of his music is, though. It's very, it's all very emotional. And you know, some people actually kind of discount him as a composer because of that, because he is so emotional and dark. And he's not quite as sophisticated as Mozart or something like that.
Okay.
So, but the another interesting thing is, I found the two recordings I found. It's they're both American symphonies. So these are composed, like Mahler is a late Romantic composer who was born in what is currently the Czech Republic. And so he's considered an Austrian composer. But so the symphonies are being performed here by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. And then the Rayfawn Williams, who's a British composer, this is from the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. So... Oh,
when
they're both.
They're both.
I didn't even notice that it's the same. They're both Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. As Christina and I were talking about, we're both a little brain dead at this point, because we had our fundraiser, so
yeah.
we're all in overdrive and everything.
So yes, I know. I'm hoping for a very relaxing Sunday afternoon, myself, and it might be kind of nice this evening to turn on the symphony and relax.
It's a good time to just sit there and listen to music and kind of decompress and
right.
Get ready for the week at hand. Another thing about the Rayfawn Williams. It's kind of considered a more of a pacifist symphony, because the symphony before that was really kind of bombastic, and he wrote it in the height of World War II, and he says it's an homage to Sibelius, although people who listen to Sibelius and listen to this symphony, they don't see any direct, there's not any direct elements from Sibelius in this symphony.
His name sounds a little bit more current to me, I guess. How old is Williams?
Yeah, he worked in the 20th century. So this symphony was composed, I'm not sure of the specific dates, but it was like during World War II. And then Mahler's was composed in the 20th century, but at the very beginning of the 20th century.
Okay, well, Sunday Symphony tonight from 7 to 9. With local host Katie Henriksen.
Yes. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.